Meanwhile, Muslims worldwide have held fresh rallies in condemnation of the profane cartoon of Prophet Muhammad recently published by that French magazine. A huge demonstration has turned violent in Indian-controlled Kashmir as clashes broke out between protesters and police. Police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse protesters in the city of Srinagar. Demonstrators responded by throwing stones, and they chanted slogans against Charlie Hebdo Weekly, which published a cartoon. Businesses and shops were also shut down in the city following a strike organized by pro-independence and religious parties. Similar rallies were held in Pakistan, the Gaza Strip, and Afghanistan. And in Iran, thousands of protesters rallied across the country to show their outrage at the blasphemous image.
Iranian people from different walks of life have held rallies after the Friday prayers to condemn the desecration of the Prophet of Islam by the French weekly Charlie Hebdo. Chanting, "I'm a Muslim and I love my Prophet," protesters lashed out at those who disrespected Islam. They also denounced the recent spate of terrorist attacks in France that killed innocent people, stressing that the attack theory violence has nothing to do with Islam.
"We are here to condemn the sacrilegious act in France. This shows they do not respect human rights. We hope this will never happen again."
"What the enemies of Islam are doing show their weakness. They are weak in the face of the Islamic ideology. Such moves will definitely promote Islam and cause further Islamic awakening among the youth and the intellectuals of the world."
Demonstrators believe that disrespecting any divine religion is tantamount to insulting all other divine religions.
The demonstrators called for the expulsion of the French ambassador to Tehran, demanding an official apology from the French government for the insult to the sanctities and values of Muslims worldwide.
The protest rallies in Iran take place as anti-blasphemy sentiments are running high across the globe. Protests in other Muslim states have mostly turned violent, with many protesters calling for immediate expulsion of France's diplomatic staff from their countries. The protesters also want the French government to abandon its policy of defending such sacrilegious moves under the pretext of defending freedom of expression.
"The imperialists are afraid of the expansion of Islam in the world, and as they do not have any logic to deal with this divine religion, have resorted to such inhumane and immoral behavior."
The recent rallies in Iran come as leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in a letter to the youth in Europe and North America, has called on them to gain a better understanding of Islam and not judge the divine religion based on Western media reports. The leader urged young people in the West to study and research the motives behind attempts to tarnish the image of Islam. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.